Braden Brown now joined by Hartford girls basketball coach Ryan Thomas. Unfortunately, their season just came to an end, forced to forfeit the rest of the year. Coach, we appreciate you stopping by. Let's start things out on a positive note. Do you have a favorite moment from this season?
Yeah, I guess probably that last game against Northern Heights in the league tournament. Sella got a bucket. It was her first one ever. You know, she came out this year as a senior to help us out because we were in need of, you know, numbers. And the last time she played was her freshman year where we had six and she made seven. But we were kind of on an agreement that she didn't want to play. She wanted to play as little as possible. She was just there to help us out in practice, basically. And then, you know, getting stuck into playing every minute, basically, almost this season, was really hard for her because she, basketball is not her thing. Like, she did not like it, but she did it for the school, for her friends. So to see her get a score bucket there was pretty awesome. And it was an earned bucket too. It wasn't something, you know, fluke accident. Like, she offensive rebound, you know, she muscled up, you know, finished through contact, and I think she even got herself to the free throw line there another time too. You know, she's a tough kid, so that was probably the best moment all year, really, I think.
And I'm sure as a coach, you know, you appreciate her just going out for the team, so you guys were able to play for as long as you did, and to see her have success in that moment was probably pretty cool too.
It was a big moment, yeah, and I've had a number of people tell me, you know, Stella's not bad. Let's be honest, and I told Sella this, like, she has no skill, no ability, but that kid's, you know, tough as nails. And she played through a lot this season. She's one of the ones that got injured, and she was still trying to practice until, you know, doctor finally told her she couldn't. You know, she's tough. She tried to make things work for us. You know, I really appreciate her. So, yeah, it was a pretty special moment as far as I'm concerned.
I know the Lyon County League Tournament was the last time you guys were able to take the court, and then injuries ended up hitting the team, and I know you haven't played a game since then. So what has Hartford basketball been doing with those limited numbers while you were still hoping to get back out on the court?
Well, you know, when Lauren got hurt, I think everyone else's mindset changed, especially when they decided to put her in a cast. You know, they thought the season was over, and then she goes to a primary doctor, and he's like, I don't see a fracture. It's probably just a muscle strain, which he must have been right because her grip got better and better each day. So, you know, we went from she needs rest to having to forfeit that next game to make sure she gets the rest because they weren't going to be ready. Then when we take off Monday and take off that Tuesday, since we already weren't playing, we come back Wednesday, and that's when another couple injuries happened. You know, we had one girl's knee buckle, and then we had, you know, Sella was one. They thought she might have fractured her wrist when she hit the ground one time when we were doing a drill, but that came back negative, but they do think it's maybe she tore a muscle tendon or something. But after that, you know, it became doctor's visits and a waiting game as far as what we could do and doctor's notes and all that. So we'd practice, you know, two, three, whoever was available to practice at that time, any way we could, just doing whatever we could. Basically turned into workouts, not really practices, but workouts, and then running to try to stay ready just in case because we wanted to honor our schedule as much as possible. We didn't want to just give up. But then, you know, it just started becoming too long. And then, you know, after a couple more doctor's visits and some MRIs and x-rays and all that, they said we had to stop. By the time people would be ready with the rest they needed, the season would be over anyway. So we had to call it.
Was that a school district decision then, or who specifically?
I think that was a collective unit between, you know, myself and our principal and AD. I mean, We try to listen to doctors as much as possible. So, you know, that's kind of where that ended up. Obviously, we took it to our superintendent as well to let him know what was going on. So, and it's, I mean, I don't know what else you can do. We're not healthy enough to play. Injuries happen in basketball, and that's part of it, but we never got healthy enough to play again. So, yeah.
Definitely makes sense. As you look forward to, you know, trying to get more girls out for basketball in Hartford, what can you do? What can you try and do?
Yeah, I don't know. I wish I had the answers, but I don't know about that one.
Ryan Thomas, Hartford girls basketball coach. We always appreciate his time all season long. Coach, we look forward to talking to you next year and hopefully talking about a fuller team for Hartford.
All right. Thanks, Brent. Appreciate you.